Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning, overlooking Diamond Head and the aquamarine blues of the Hawaiian Pacific Ocean. Okay, so it's a little cloudy, too. It's going to be partly cloudy today with some scattered showers, windward and mocha sections. The trades are 10 to 20 miles per hour, and it should hold like that throughout the weekend and then become a little bit rainier by, of course, Halloween. Do you remember when Frank Fosse canceled Halloween because it was raining? Yes, don't tell anybody that I remember that. The Golf Club is streaming live at RadioGolfClub.com. You can get there by going to 808golf.com as well. And by the way, if you have scores you'd like to check out, they've got a list of all of the scores there. If you miss a show, you'll find the current and the archive shows at RadioGolfClub.com in the clubhouse this morning. First, we're off to Scotland with Stuart Smith, a well-known golf operator in Scotland. He's currently manager of the Cameron House, an upscale hotel on Loch Lomond. Michael Patrick Shields. I'm making into one word two names. Michael will forgive me. Miguel, our golf travel writer extraordinaire. Ben Throckmorton, 25 years of teaching, and he's put together something called How to Break 90 in Three Easy Lessons. So not only are we going to travel to some of the most beautiful places in the world to play golf, we're going to figure out how to break 90 in three easy lessons. All of that's going on this morning. Plus, Kirk Nelson, director of golf at McKenna and director of golf at the Mauna Kea Resort and host of the Prince Resort's Hawaii State Open, Brad Baptiste, will be joining us later on this morning. Michelle Wee has another tournament on her to-do list. Not all that surprising. Sony made it official this week, announcing they've granted her a sponsor exemption, and yes, she has accepted. Michelle Wee is on the cover of the latest issue of Golf World, her DQ at the Samsung still being debated. Annika Sorenstam, who won the event by 8 strokes. Did anybody really remember that part, that she, like, walloped the entire field?
He's the man to ask.
Okay. You've heard the story that Jean Vandevelde says, you know, if they're going to let women play in the men's British Open, then yep, I want to play in the women's British Open, and I don't care if it means shaving my legs and wearing a kilt. I'll do it.
Yeah, well, I would be with them on that. As a golf professional, I think I would welcome Annika and Michelle and whoever qualifies to play in the British Open would be great. I think it should happen. But I also think he's right. I think it'd be great. We should get the opportunity to go and play against the ladies.
There you go.
And take all the stick that we would get from all our friends for doing it, no doubt. Especially if we didn't win. Especially if we finished low down the field, then I'm sure to think what people would say. But, I think it would be great. I think it should open up like that. And, let's keep the traditions of the game, which are great.
If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. We do need to take a break and come back. I didn't want to keep you holding on the line while we went into our commercial break, but
okay.
But I really appreciate the time you've taken to spend with us this wonderful Saturday morning. And
thank you.
Michael, if you'd like to stay, if you have something you'd like to add about the Cameron House and your trip to Scotland, you're welcome. We're going to be talking with a couple of people, including Ben Throckmorton. He says that after 25 years of teaching, he's come up with what he calls the three easy steps to breaking 90. And I got to tell you, it sounds like lose 10 pounds in two easy nights or something like that, you know? It's very difficult for me to, I'm a very big skeptic when it comes to those kinds of headlines, but I still want to, any input I can get to help improve my game, I take it. So
you should. Okay, Daniel, thanks very much for your time.
Absolutely.
And Mike, I'll see you in Orlando at PGA Show. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All the best.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aloha. We'll be back right after
that.
Beg your pardon?
No, please. Don't let me get in the way of commerce.
Well, hold that thought, and we'll be right back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Aloha, this is Graham McDowell. And don't miss the excitement as we battle it out at the Plantation Course during the PGA Tour's season-opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
The best of the PGA Tour returns to Kapalua's Plantation Course January 2nd to 9th for PGA Tour Hyundai Tournament of Champions. See the best golf and best players for the best cause, local Maui charities. Starting Sunday, January 2nd with a free family fun day. And best of all, it's free admission, parking, and entertainment. Maui's best event of the year, January 2nd to 9th. Call 665-9160 or visit kapalua.com. Welcome back to the best of the golf club. Welcome back to the best of the golf club.
Reportedly, she sent we a text message the day after the decision. And according to the Associated Press and USA Today, the message basically said, "We are sorry," she said to we, "I am sorry that you were DQ'd. She thought it was a bad decision, and that we should be proud of how she played." Certainly, absolutely the truth. Now, the question of whether or not she's going to be able to play in the British Open, that is a little bit more questionable, since they have come out, of course, women are going to be allowed to play. However, just to get into the qualifying for that, you will have to have placed in the top five of one of the four LPGA majors. So that's certainly a possibility for Michelle, because she plays awesome golf. Here's the other side of the story. Michael Patrick Shields, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Now, here's a Halloween story for you. This is pretty frightening. A frightening picture, if you will. Let's see.
Oh, no, I know what you're going to say. I know exactly what you're going to say.
You know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the picture, okay? Jean Van der Velde.
Yes.
He wants to play in the Women's British Open. And he goes on to say, "Hey, I'll even wear a kilt and shave my legs if that's what it takes to get into the Women's British Open." He says, you know what? All right. So, yes, he wants to get in, but he says, "My whole point is, where do we draw the line?" So, he shot a 7-over par 78 in the Volvo Masters. He's probably not going to make any. His biggest, you know, moment in golf is almost winning the British Open. And, of course, we were all rooting for him every shot he took, every dangerous. Instead of taking that easy one, the layup, no. He had to go for it. It was the tin cup right there in action. It was an amazing round of golf to watch. And, unfortunately, since then, he hasn't really done that well. Right now, at the Volvo, we've got two guys fighting for the European Merit of Order, or that is Colin Montgomery and Michael Campbell. And Colin Montgomery right now is going to have to collapse completely, and Michael Campbell is going to have to really shoot some awesome golf, because right now Sergio Garcia, Colin Montgomery are in the lead, and way down around ninth is Michael Campbell. But that's the way it goes. So we were also hoping to hear from Stuart Smith, Are you there, sir?
I am, yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Yourself?
Oh, excellent. It's a beautiful day in Hawaii. Are you in Toronto?
I am in Toronto, yes. It's a beautiful day here, too.
Excellent.
It's sunny, and it's actually quite warm.
You know, I can't imagine after I've gone online to check out the Cameron House.
Uh-huh.
And I found this lovely description. Located on the peaceful shores of Loch Lomond, Cameron House.
Let me interrupt, Danielle, just a second, because a couple of weeks now we've been talking about Loch Lomond and with you and in Scotland. And you always, because you're such a sophisticate, you always say Loch Lomond. You know, because that's how you are. You're in the upper crust of society as a media person. But before you go forward with Stuart, I just want, if you think about the song, you know, you take the high road and I'll take the low road.
Yeah.
You know that song, and I'll be in Scotland before you?
Yeah.
Just think about that one line where it says, me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
See,
and then
now,
you'll remember how to say it. They don't say, me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. It doesn't go like that. Bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. So try it now. Back to Stuart. There you are.
Loch Lomond. Don't get me singing. I don't sing. In fact, I was chastised this morning for having burst into song earlier today, which, of course, my producer husband said to me, what was that? And when did you learn to sing in your own mind? So let's talk to this Cameron House is so beautiful. I mean, when I see pictures of going to, you are so lucky, Mr. Shields, you get to go and visit these beautiful, beautiful locations. So Cameron House occupies, listen to this, 100 acres of magnificent wooded parkland, providing an inspirational setting for a memorable visit. No kidding. Deluxe accommodations, 5 stars. Excellent restaurants, superb sports leisure facilities. Cameron House, the reputation of being one of the finest leisure resorts in the United Kingdom. And online, I found a review from a gentleman by the name of Drew Tuck. He has one handicap. I guess he plays pretty good, huh? Loch Lomond Golf Course is amazing, says Drew. He says, one of the best courses I've played anywhere in the world. The staff at Loch Lomond Golf Club treat you like a king all day. Very hard to get a game, but, you know, it's well worth the effort to be able to get a tee time. So just a beautiful, and now you're in Toronto, Mr. Smith. I can't imagine, how does that compare with where you live?
It's actually quite a lot of empathy, I think, between the people. There's obviously a very strong Scottish heritage in Toronto, so we always get on very well with the people. Similar kind of outlook on life, I think, and weather-wise at the moment, I guess, it's pretty similar. You know, we've obviously gone into autumn or fall, and so is Toronto. I think it's been quite warm this week in Scotland. It's quite warm here, but you can definitely feel the onset of winter in places. So, not dissimilar right now, I would say.
But the surroundings that you live in there are just unbelievable.
Fabulous, yeah. It really is fabulous. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. You know, it really. I know I'm biased. I'm going to say that, but it really is fabulous. Yeah.
And by the way, online at my site where I do a column for Time Warner Oceanics cable system, it's www.aroundhawaii.com. You can check out some of the most beautiful pictures that I'm posting. It's going to be on the 1st of November. And it shows Loch Lomond, and it's from the air and from the ground. And it's, wow, if you get a chance to take a vacation to Scotland, you have got to go to this part of the world and play some fabulous golf. There are a lot of golf courses right around your hotel, aren't there, sir?
There are. We're very fortunate in Scotland. I mean, we've got 540 golf courses for a population of less than 5 million people. So it's a good ratio of courses to people. And certainly around Cameron House, yeah, we're very, very fortunate that you've got some of the famous ones that people know, like Glen Eagles is only an hour away. Troon, where I live, is an hour away. Prestwick, an hour. Turnberry, an hour and a half at the most. Macrahanish, which is one of those mystical places that a lot of people want to make that pilgrimage to go and play. It's only a couple of hours away. And we've got, yeah, some fantastic golf around us, Loch Lomond, and that's why we're building a golf course at Tell, which will be an accessible golf course, pay-as-you-play, as well as a very small membership. And I think it'll be a very popular choice for people travelling to Scotland because it's 20 minutes from Glasgow Airport, so with so many direct flights into Scotland from New York or Atlanta or whatever, you can get off the plane and 20, 25 minutes later be at the hotel and then on the tee if they want to do that.
Wow. Who's designing this course?
It's a gentleman, that's why we're in Canada really, I suppose, a gentleman called Doug Carrick, a Canadian designer who's done some fantastic golf courses here in Canada. An involvement in 54, I think, in Canada. And he's done the course and we've named it after him.
Oh, how nice.
the Carrick on Loch Lomond.
Wow, beautiful. What is there, the Loch Lomond Golf Club, that's quite close to you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. This golf course we're building is literally halfway between the golf club and the hotel. And the golf club's only 5 miles or whatever up the loch from the hotel.
And the drive is just beautiful.
It is very scenic. It is a lovely drive, yeah. It's the biggest piece of inland water in Britain. So it's long. It's over 20 miles long. And you can imagine the view down that 20 miles is fantastic.
Wait until you see the pictures. They're just fantastic. I had to put in this, all of them.
Okay.
I couldn't decide on which one, you know. I put them all in.
Good, thank you.
And what's the best time of year to go?
You'd have to say the summer, you know. I mean, I think we don't have terribly severe winters. You know, we really don't get much snow. But it goes a little bit cold and it goes a bit grey and overcast and wet. So really you'd have to say from Easter onward really through to about this time of year is ideal. Anytime from sort of early April through to late October.
Excellent. But so the fall would be good.
Fall's great. Yeah. I mean it's when the colours start to turn and whatever, it's beautiful. Yeah, and the weather's still very good. Autumnal equinox can be a little bit windy in September. But then once you get by that, October is usually a great month, yeah.
So if you want a challenge, come when it's windy.
Well, then it is a real challenge. And Mike, if he's listening, will probably testify to, some of our golf courses, they probably, to be fair, need a wind. They're built with that in mind. You know, a lot of the time it's going to be windy. So they are a challenge. They're not as huge a challenge as some courses when it's calm. But it isn't calm very often, and we need a little bit of wind to make them a real challenge. Yeah. And in a strong wind, they really are a challenge, some of our courses. Yeah.
Just like the Plantation course where they play the Mercedes Championships here.
Yeah.
It needs a wind, and then it's a challenge. When it's calm, it's almost an easy course for the professionals to play, certainly
That's right. For
me or most people I know. Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
When you went to Scotland, did you get to check out the, I'm probably going to mispronounce the name. How did you pronounce it? Cameron House?
Cameron House, yeah.
Yes.
Cameron House, yep.
Cameron.
Yep.
Yeah,
Cameron House, yeah.
Yes, I love that, with the R's rolling. Cameron. Cameron. I must.
You've got it. Get into the vernacular.
There we go. I'm getting into the mood here. I'm starting to feel it, yes. Did you get to see it?
Stuart was nice enough to take us out with a bag of golf balls and some golf clubs, and the Carrick, or the Keddick, if you will, is not open yet, but it will be soon, and so we got to see the holes and how it's going to lay out, and we played a couple of the holes, too. And the neat thing, and Stuart would know more about the proper way to say this, but half of the golf course is in what's considered the Highlands and half in the Lowlands, and that's a big deal because, you know, the Scottish Highlands is a very distinct region. Well, this golf course falls right on the fault line between the Highlands and the Lowlands. I think that's a neat selling point.
So part of the course, I think, of heather, of being, you know, like, and the other part of being more tree. So is what?
There's heather all the way around it, really. It's got heather and gorse all the way around. and trees. And but what does happen is that you climb quite substantially when you go across the Highland Fault Line. The topography changes quite a bit. So it's the one climb on the golf course, but it takes you to somewhere between 60 and 100 feet above the loch, which then gives you a fabulous view right down the loch itself.
Wow. I'm enamored. I can't tell you. It's just splendid. And I can't wait to be able to go and spend some days. If you travel, Michael, to Scotland, what's a good number of days to spend? 10 days?
A lifetime if you've got
Yes.
But the last time I saw Mike, he didn't look as if he was exactly wanting to go home, that's for sure.
No, I never do. I'm always depressed when it's time to leave.
Of course.
Terribly depressed.
It's for your soul is. Yes.
You know, the thing about it is that, like, there are so many courses and so many regions of Scotland to get to that you have to bite it off in pieces, I think. And but the neat thing about the Carrick and Cameron House is they're only, I would say, 15 minutes drive from Glasgow Airport.
Yes.
So,
Yeah. You
know, if you've got, if you're traveling with family or maybe non-golfers, it's also easy for you to get to. And the resort is so nice. It's right there on the loch, and it's very placid and beautiful. And so, you know, while you're off playing golf there, the people you're with will be very satisfied with the accommodation.
Listen to this. It has one of the finest leisure clubs in the UK with two swimming pools, fully equipped gym, sauna, jacuzzi, solarium, health and beauty salon, and after you've played golf, there's clay pigeon shooting, archery, falconry, and off-road driving. So, you know, there's lots to do and lots to see, and it's just a fabulous place to visit. Stuart Smith, thank you so much for being on the Golf Club and joining us for this time of the morning to tell us all
Wait
about
it. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Danielle,
yes, sir.
Sorry, before you let Stuart go.
Okay.
He's the man you need to ask the opinion of Jean Vandeveld playing in the room.
We'll be right back to the best of the Golf Club. Catch the bug at Carolina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Carolina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Carolina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Carolina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Carolina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at carolinagolf.com or call the pro shop now at 676-5300. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season. Whether you're here or on holiday, Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. Here they come. The PGA Tour hits the big time for big bucks in the Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailai Country Club. Buy your tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Golf's brightest stars hit the turf January 10th through the 16th. Cheer on Hawaii's charities while you support PGA Tour money leaders Matt Kuchar and Jim Frick, who team it up against past champions Ryan Palmer, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, KJ Choi, and Jerry Kelly. Don't miss international favorite Shigeki Maru. Free parking and tournament shuttle at Hunakai Park and Kahala Community Park. Visit friendsofhawaii.org for more information. Welcome back to the best of the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. This weekend may be your last chance for a great value on a 2005 Acura. Fugger Acura is offering special leases and purchase incentives this weekend on all their 2005 models, even the award-winning TSX, MDX, and the RL. Do you agree with the USGA and RNA's decision to allow the use of range finders as a local rule? Maybe you didn't know they've done that. Indeed, they have. So if your course decides, or, you know, you are playing, it's a local rule now. You can use a rangefinder. 61.96% of the people responding to this Golf Week poll said yes, and I don't blame them. Any help you can get helps your game of golf. I want to say congratulations to a couple of young ladies, Waiakea's freshman Kimberly Kim and Punahou sophomore Stephanie Kono. They were named honorable mention in the Rolex Junior All-Americans by the American Junior Golf Association. 14-year-old Kim is ranked ninth in the latest Golf Week Titleist Performance Index, and Kono, who turned 16 in a month, is ranked 13th. And that's nationwide. That's huge. We're talking this morning with Michael Patrick Shields, who had the chance to go to Scotland and Glen Eagles and Loch Lomond. Am I getting it right yet, Michael? I'm almost getting it.
Yeah, you're even better. It's Loch, you know, I was saying Loch Lomond, and then Stuart was making that CH a little bit softer, so it was like Loch Lomond.
Loch Lomond.
I swallow that word.
I almost have like this, what is that when you can't, it was like a, I was fearing the
a
word.
Block.
A block. Yes, I was afraid. Oh my God, here comes that L word.
Yeah, well,
will I be able to say it?
Stuart probably can't speak Hawaiian. So.
Well, there's, yes. You had a thought before we went into commercials.
Oh, no. I was just saying that when it comes, I was really surprised to hear Stuart say that he wanted to play in the Women's British Open.
Ah.
Weren't you surprised that he said that?
No, actually not. You know, in Europe, it's different. You know, if the women get to play with the men, then the men should get to play with the women.
But then why even have a men's and women's?
Good point. Well,
what's the point?
It'll show that you're good enough to play in either event, whatever. It's all, as actually Jean Vandevelde said, I'm actually just trying to make a point here. I mean, how far do we go?
And if, well, when you're not 50, they don't let you play in a senior tournament.
Yeah.
Why is it different?
I don't know. It's all good questions. You know, we're entering a whole new world. Michelle Wee has opened a whole new index for us to cover.
And if Jean Vandevelde opens up that one, oh, man, leave it to the French is all I can say.
Well, we're looking forward to Ben Throckmorton. Ben, are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And I was saying earlier that I'm a real skeptic. When somebody tells me that I can break 90 in three easy steps or lessons, I tend to go, yeah, right. Okay, so...
I don't blame you for being skeptical, but I can help you break 90 a lot easier than I can talk Scottish, I can tell you that.
Well, then I'm going to get on out of the way so that I don't confuse matters even more, Danielle.
Oh, well, don't you want to ask how? Don't you want to know how? Are you already breaking 90?
No, I know it's hopeless. I've accepted it long ago.
you know, and I think that's one of the most important things a golfer has to do. Decide what you're going to go for, and then just take what you get when you're out there. And
well, excuse me, sorry.
That's fine. And Michael, I know exactly what you're saying, and I like your new name, Miguel Patrico Shields.
Now, why did you give me that name? It's cute, though.
It's from Rick. Rick decided that he wanted
that
to.
That explains it.
It actually started when you sent a notice to me telling us about this weekend, you know, and everything, and you'd be there and watch it, and then you signed a Miguel. So then,
I don't know what gets into me.
Yeah, that's the same thing I ask myself a lot as well, but it's always fun.
Yeah.
And thank you for singing to us this morning. We really enjoyed that part of the show.
Well, I've never had the opportunity to sing in front of people before, so
it was great.
I hope it was suitable.
It was great, and you were wonderful.
Thank you. And where next we talk from, I'll be in Jamaica at the Celebrity Players Tour season-ending event in 2 weeks. And I'll
try to
corral a couple of celebrities to come on the phone with me. Too,
oh, great. So you'll be back in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, live from Jamaica at the Celebrity Players Tour.
Excellent.
And I think Roger Clemens is going to be there. I'll try maybe to get him.
Excellent.
But we'll see. And then a week later than that only, I'll be calling you live from Istanbul, Turkey. So,
Istanbul. Wow.
About that.
I'm so jealous.
No, come on with me. Not Rick, though. Only you. and in December, I'll be in Africa. So it's going to be, we're going to go out with a bang this year.
Oh, this is fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you in 2 weeks from Jamaica.
All right,
and Mon. Mon. Aloha, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Now let's figure out how we can, make this game, how to break 90 in 3 easy lessons. And while we're talking with Ben Throckmorton, the author of How to Break 90 in 3 Easy Lessons, we're going to give away 12 Titleist Pro V balls. And you have to be the 18th caller, and the number is 296-1500, 808-296-1500. You have to be the 18th caller, and you know you can only win the golf balls once every 6 months. So the number again is 808-296-1500 or 296-1500 on Oahu. How long have you been teaching, Ben? May I call you Ben?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, great.
Certainly.
How long
I actually want Michael's job. That sounds like a wonderful a wonderful deal to me.
Yes, it is a wonderful job.
And I actually played in South Africa in 1989. I played the Sunshine Tour over there, and it is a beautiful place.
Wow, wow.
Gorgeous.
So you've
gorgeous.
Been in the business for a while.
Yeah, I was actually a Class A PGA professional for 15 years, and I've been teaching golf for 21, 22 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah, I had actually ruptured a disc in my lower left back.
Okay.
I had to give the business up. I couldn't pound the shop floor anymore, but I still teach regularly, and I do some writing and some other stuff, and the whole point of the system, I guess, is it's just what you guys were talking about. You know, people have accepted they just can't. They don't play enough to break 90. They don't practice enough. They just don't have it. But we all have that ability, or I think we do. I've never taught anybody or tried to teach anybody that couldn't develop enough game to get out and shoot 84 or 85 if they're playing from the right tees for their strength and their physical limitations. But hitting straight shots and hitting the ball in the air and hitting it solid, it's not that difficult, which is the whole point of the system. What the system is designed to do is to teach you setup, which is the first lesson. Full swing is the second lesson, and then some short game techniques to promote consistency throughout the entire game and to put you in the best possible positions to enhance your opportunity to hit a good shot.
Okay. Now, with all of that, all of your descriptions and the writing, you have to commit yourself. It takes more than the 3 easy lessons, right? I mean, you've got to practice.
Well, what I suggest in the book is I mean, obviously, you can't learn to do anything if you don't work at it a little bit. But I wrote the book with a limited amount of practice time in mind. I mean, I don't practice. I work a lot, and I have a 6-year-old daughter, so I know how it is. But what I recommend is a half hour a week on the driving range and a half hour a week doing short game stuff, either putting or chipping, one or the other. If you've got an hour a week that you can sneak out to the driving range or over to the putting green, then I think in a short period of time you can see a lot of improvement. Now, obviously, like anything else, the more you work at it, I mean, you're not going to be Sergio Garcia in 6 weeks. However, in an hour a week, I think for most folks you can see a significant improvement in your consistency and your misses. So, you know, we don't make 8s, 9s, and 10s anymore. We make 4s and 5s.
Wow. Just that alone makes the game, I mean, yeah, 8s, 9s, and 10s is depressing.
Exactly. Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, it is. 4s and 5s, wow. You know, you can really work with that. Yeah.
We try to teach, it's not, you know, you were talking about diets and trying to lose weight quickly. It's not gimmicks. The system is not gimmick oriented. It's not a secret. It's good fundamental instruction. I mean, if you were a father and you wanted to teach your child to take him to the golf course, play the game, he or her, and wanted to start him down the path, you could take this system and just apply it to what you tell them to do. And in a short period of time, they can be hitting the ball in the air. They can be hitting some good shots, enjoying the game, and they can be developing, some fundamentals which they can continue to grow their game as they improve. Now, like I said, this system is, if you're out there shooting 75, 76, and you're trying to get to 68, this is not, although there's probably some fundamentals in here that you could apply and better your game, but this is not what it was designed to do. It's designed for people who struggle hitting the ball in the fairway, which a lot of us do, who make 8s and 9s, who have problems with their short game, who are having trouble shooting. You know, if you're shooting 85 to 108, or you're starting or 130s, so you're having trouble hitting it a little farther, you want to be a little better, a little more, you play once a month and you want more consistency in your game, what I have written and the format that we have put it in makes it very easy to grasp what it is I'm trying to teach you, and I think it would help most anybody, but especially those who are struggling with their game and
exactly.
who have trouble with consistency.
And that's who we're trying to help, you know.
Exactly.
And of course, anybody who is stuck at 10 and wants to just shave off some more points, I mean, shave off some more strokes, there's a different way to approach it. But for the people who are just starting off and want to stay in the game but find themselves so frustrated they don't really want to go out anymore because, God, do I have to do this again? I mean, this is torture. This is the perfect way to address it. We want to come back after our break. First of all, congratulate our winner of our 12 Titleist, one dozen Titleist Pro V balls to the 18th caller, who was David Mao of Kaneohe. Thank you for listening to the Golf Club, David, and for being with us. I know it's been 6 months since you won, and we're going to bring our next guest in, and his name is Kirk Nelson. He is a PGA professional at McKenna, and we'll be back with Ben Throckmorton, and we have a CD to give away that describes some of these three easy lessons that you can apply to your game and hopefully break 90. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Aloha, this is Ian Poulter. Join me and the other PGA Tour winners as we compete for the first trophy of 2011 Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua Resort.
The best of the PGA Tour returns to Kapalua's Plantation Course January 2nd to 9th for PGA Tour Hyundai Tournament of Champions. See the best golf and best players for the best cause, local Maui charities. Starting Sunday, January 2nd with a free family fun day. And best of all, it's free admission, parking, and entertainment. Maui's best event of the year, January 2nd to 9th. Call 665-9160 or visit kapalua.com.
Welcome back to the best of the Golf Club.
Yes, here we are back in the clubhouse, and we've got Ben Throckmorton, How to Break 90 in 3 Easy Lessons, and Kirk Nelson, the head professional, director of golf. Let me see what other titles I can give you. Kirk Nelson from McKenna. Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. This is a nice clubhouse. You got to fix it up really great here.
It's comfy, isn't it?
Yeah,
I know.
Cafeteria.
You get your favorite beverage and just sit down and just hang out.
Thanks for having me over here.
Absolutely. I found this wonderful review of McKenna, and this is how it goes. Spectacular views on almost every hole. The South Course, the number 15, is postcard. Looks down on the green, the par 3, with waves breaking nearby. Number 16 plays with the just right alongside the ocean. The north course has a lot of deep lava cliffs and flows, plays uphill on the first 13, but if you look back, wow, very good views. The back nine plays downhill towards the ocean. The north course was much harder than the south. The greens are fast. He played the north course twice, the south once, and he really, really enjoyed it. He said about customer service, very personal. They give you water bottles in a cooler in your cart and a wet towel after the round.
The cold Oshibori towel.
How very sophisticated of you all.
Well, it is soaked in Dr. Hoy's red mango towel scent. It's very refreshing.
It sounds good. It sounds wonderful. Hey, Ben, would you like to be over at McKenna?
I would like to be there now, actually. You guys are making me very jealous.
I know.
First Scotland, now McKenna. It's...
it's not fair, I know. But we wanted to find out more about, how did you come up with your How to Break 90 in 3 Easy Lessons? And before you tell me this, I've got a CD here that we've played, and I found the PDF, which
right.
has all, it's like the book.
Right.
And we couldn't play the video. Do you need to, is this for Windows specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. The demo version that went out for the giveaways is a Windows, it's a Windows application.
Okay.
It's a standalone application that contains the, it's got the text. And with the text, it's designed by a gentleman who works with me, who actually works, he's a professor at East Carolina University, who develops textbooks for McGraw-Hill. And what we did was we designed a application to put the text right upon your computer screen and quick links right out of the text to go back and forth to the video, and the illustrations so you can read the text. And the techniques we're describing, and then watch the full video on your screen and look at the illustrations, which gives you kind of the triple whammy there. You get a real good idea. Next best thing to being with Kirk over at McKenna taking the lesson.
Right, okay. So if you'd like to win, and I'll send this to you, How to Break 90 in 3 Easy Lessons by Ben Throckmorton, you'll have to be the ninth caller. And if you win today, you can still try for the dozen Titleist Pro Vs next week. Okay, this is a special win today. So if you'd like to win the How to Break 90 in 3 Easy Lessons, be the ninth caller at 808-296-1500. That's 296-1500, 808-296-1500. You've spent a long time, then you had a herniated disc, and you couldn't, I mean, I understand that. It takes a long time to come back from an injury like that. Were you ever able to play again after that?
Well, that's exactly how I came up with the idea for the book. Actually, I ruptured a disc in my back, and I completely quit golf for almost 4 years. And I, like a lot of people, when I learned as a child, grew up watching Johnny Miller and the Reverse C and with clubs that were too flat for me, and so I had the real strong grip and hang back and throw the hands through it and hit the big high draw. Well, after I hurt my back and I started trying to play again, there's no way I could do it. So
mm-hmm.
I was horrible, which, like we were talking about, was really frustrating. After having played, been a really good single-digit player. But that's how I developed this. So I just started trying to figure a way I could play and how I could get back out and have some fun again. And basically, I took stuff that I had taught for years and years and years and applied it to my own game and then tried to put it into an application that would be simple and easy for other people to follow and understand.
Wow. Now, if somebody, how can we get in touch with you to get one of these?
They're currently, actually, we're in the last stages of working with a distributor right now, so we're hoping by Christmas they will be available via TV offer and actually at Amazon and a couple of different places like that. But right now you can buy either the application online. We have the download version at Easy, E-A-S-Y, golfinstruction.com, or you can purchase the 3 DVD home delivery set, which we will send 3-day mail out to you, which includes actual 2 DVDs of just the video, and then it includes a DVD ROM with the application and the PDF file on it.
Okay.
So you can, if you're not computer oriented and you'd like to sit in your easy chair and watch it on TV, then that's included there as well.
Right. So it allows you to see it on a bigger screen and take a step back. Sometimes that's easier
Sure.
Than reading it on the computer or seeing it on the computer. And
exactly.
It, yeah, more comfortable for the eyes. So after having an injury and being frustrated with your, that you couldn't play anymore, you started to simplify your techniques?
Exactly. What I did was I applied stuff that I had taught really for years, which is basic fundamental technique, grip, posture, alignment, and then I tried it, you know, to square, make it as easy as possible to square the club at impact, because basically I was learning from a completely different position in a completely different frame than I had ever tried to play from before. So it was pretty much like starting over. But
right, Ben, we all, when we're watching the great players that we watch on television and the professionals like Kirk Nelson, they have these, there's this twist in the body that once you've damaged your back, you just can't do anymore.
I
imagine you started using that as your basis, because that's kind of simple. Without all that torque in the waist.
I think Kirk can probably help me with this, but I think for the most part, you take older players, Lanny Watkins, Johnny Miller, some of those guys. They learned to play with equipment that wasn't the best. I mean, we have custom fitted clubs now. You have nobody knew about that in the 70s and 80s. I mean, the pros would get out and tinker with different clubs and stuff to find what worked best. But the average Joe had no idea about club fitting and law and lie at that point. They knew, obviously, loft, what that did. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the custom fitting stuff now, the clubs are fit too. So I think the swing has changed over the years. But for the most part, that reverse C, that stay back behind it and fire your hips up under it,
mm-hmm.
and release the club, is a very difficult thing to do. And you see Tiger right now, you know, he's changing his swing,
yes.
constantly, but he's going back to what Ben Hogan did.
Yes.
And he's trying to do a single axis swing and trying to get his arms and club on the same plane as his shoulders and release his shoulders through the ball without all that underneath. He's turning around more around his left leg and less hips and stuff up under it. And you hear him talk about getting caught back behind it. That's when his hips get out in front and he can't square the club, so he hits the ball to right. Either you snap it way left if you throw it at it. But I think that's what's basically, but I think it's the equipment that has changed the swing that's allowed people to do that.
Yeah, there you go. And
Kirk might have a view on that as well, but that's what I think.
Kirk?
I would have to concur. There's a picture of me in college in a position that I can't get in anymore. And all the instructors back then used to do the reverse C. And I just wonder how many backs they put out of business with everybody trying to do that.
Well, it was interesting to see that, Tiger's 28?
Yep. Yeah.
And so he falls asleep in a bad position, and his back is completely destroyed for an entire tournament. You know, and then during the President's Cup, he's walking around with people massaging his back.
That's what I need.
You know, me too. If I've got my chiropractor, massage therapist on every hole, I'm doing fine. Thank you. But I can't afford it. It's as simple as that. Joe Dacey just had knee surgery on both knees, and he's our winner here on Oahu, How to Break 90 in 3 Easy Lessons. This is going out to you, Joe, this week. So congratulations to Joe and Ben Throckmorton. Thank you so much for joining us on the Golf Club, and we'll have another CD to give away maybe next weekend. I think we'll hold on to it because we've got some Grand Slam tickets that we need to give away today as well. We've got so much going on with both Kirk Nelson here, and we've got coming up Brad Baptiste from the Big Island, where the Prince Resorts Hawaii State Open is going to be held, and everybody's getting together for that. I bet you Kirk's got to talk to us too. He just almost won an event at the Oahu Country Club. But Ben, thank you so much for joining us on the Golf Club.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to going through your CD, and because I've got a back that won't work like like it used to. I love my short game. You know, I love the short game. I love putting in the short game when it comes to the full swing.
Try it out. Give me 6 weeks, and if it doesn't work, you can fly me out, and I'll come and personally help you.
Wow. Now, there's a deal. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
We'll be right back to the best of the golf club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alaka'i Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alaka'i world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alaka'i Mechanical, keeping you cool. Ko'olina, from the tips to the greens. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Ko'olina will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Ko'olina. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Ko'olina Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here they come. The PGA Tour hits the big time for big bucks in the Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailai Country Club. Buy your tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Golf's brightest stars hit the turf January 10th through the 16th. Cheer on Hawaii's charities while you support PGA Tour money leaders Matt Kuchar and Jim Frick, who team it up against past champions Ryan Palmer, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, KJ Choi, and Jerry Kelly. Don't miss international favorite Shigeki Maruyama. Free parking and tournament shuttle at Hunakai Park and Kahala Community Park. Visit friendsofhawaii.org for more information.
Welcome back to the best of the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Coral Creek has an 11:52. Hawaii Kai has an 8:45. Mililani has an 11:14. Pearl Country Club has an 11:54. Makaha has a 1:40. McKenna, the south course, a 9:12. And the north course, a 10:08. And they've got the Ghost Golf. That's no pins, guys, at noon. Ghost Golf, and that's a $40 fee. Kapalua Village Course has a 9:40. The Dunes has a 12:40. And Pukalani has a 9:44. Mokihana, 10:04. Kiele, 10:20. Poipu, 9:30. Kiahuna, 10:44. The Prince Course, 10:20. Puakea has a 9:45 and a 9:54. Volcano, 10:30. Hapuna, they just aerated their greens 10 days ago. There's 9:46 and 10:34. Mauna Kea, 11:40 and 12:30. Michelle Wee has another tournament. Of course, she's going to be playing in the Sony Open 2006. They made that official. But they also made official that Sony is going to be the title sponsor of the first full field event on the PGA Tour for the next four more years. A PGA Tour representative, also in the governor's office this week, said even with the changes in the PGA Tour schedule that they're mulling about, the Hawaii swing will continue to be the start of the golf season. And television coverage, of course, broadcast around the world, including China soon, is a nice bonus for the Hawaii visitor industry. And with the help of the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation, the Sony Open in Hawaii generates $1 million a year for Oahu charities. The Sony Open has become the largest charity sporting event in the Hawaiian Islands. The 2006 Sony Open is January 9th through the 15th. If you'd like to volunteer, do so. Call 523-7888. That's an Oahu number. And by the way, as far as Michelle goes, she is going to be playing, they say, I don't know this for certain, but this week, of course, she's preparing for her Japan PGA Tour in November, but she's also presenting this weekend the $500,000 to the Bush Clinton Katrina Fund that she pledged when she turned pro, and she's reportedly playing a round of golf with former President Bill Clinton on Sunday. Getting into the British Open, we have to finish in the top five at an LPGA major to enter stage one qualifying. The team of Andrew Feldman and Larry Stubblefield successfully defended their fourth consecutive title in Aloha Section PGA 2005.
Oh,
Golf
please.
Concepts Easy Go Four Ball Match Play Championship at Oahu Country Club. They had to play against Kevin Carl and Kirk Nelson in the finals. Feldman Stubblefield took a one-up lead after Stubblefield birdied the hole number two. Feldman parred eight to go two up at the turn. Stubblefield made another birdie on 14 to bring it three up. Stubblefield three-putted 16, allowing Carl Nelson to win that hole, bringing it back down to two up. And then both teams parred at 17, closing the match with Feldman Stubblefield two up with one remaining. Oh, please. We have Kirk Nelson on with us this morning from McKenna.
We actually closed that match with Nelson pushing Stubblefield into the ditch. I made that up, actually.
You know, there's this guy, Dennis. He's like Dennis the Menace. He did a show on FX, and he's like really out there. It was about being a fireman, and he was recently, it was called, Rescue Me, and he was recently interviewed in one of our golf publications, and I get, you know, Golf Week, Golf World, Golf Digest, Golf Magazine, and one of those, he's asked, what would he change about the game of golf, which he says he's terrible at, A, B, smokes at all the time because he can smoke a cigarette anywhere he wants, and cheats. He just says he cheats, period, which is so in character. But he also said that what he would change about golf is he would make it more exciting. You know, let's say that Phil Mickelson, you know, would haul off and belt Tiger right in the jaw, you know, and Tiger would pull Mickelson's jacket right over his head and they'd go at it, you know, and that would make golf much more exciting. And you know, when you just said you just pushed him off in the ditch, that brought that thought to my mind. That's taking golf to a whole new level.
So, yeah, well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what happened? What went wrong for you and Kevin Carl, two of the best players? You're in the top 10 point standing, and here you let Stubblefield you win. I know Andrew Feldman's got that hometown, that course advantage. But what?
He's got that Ray Floyd stare in his good eye. Andrew does. But I made some notes here while I was listening, and I think it's because we missed it on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and the one putt I did make on 16 was for a par.
Oh, so it was your putting?
Yeah.
Now, what do you
think? I guess you could say. And it was team putting, you know?
It was team putting, so it's not all your fault, right?
Well, there's no fault. It's just golf. You know, it's you against the course. And if you got to find fault, then you're in the wrong sport. But it either goes in or it doesn't go in. And
bravo. I'm so proud of you.
It just didn't go in. And
that's just the way it goes. There are days when
they really didn't make a whole lot either, but they made
enough.
two of them, and that was good enough.
Now, what do you think of this pre-shot routine? You know, Harmel Sandelin, I think he... No, he's the one who collects belts. How about this one, guy? This Joachim Hegman, and I'm probably mispronouncing his name completely, but his pre-putt routine, he lies flat on his stomach on the green to read his line.
That should be a penalty.
He says he's been doing it for 20 years. He's a three-time winner on the European Tour. He says, once you start looking at a putt at a certain angle, you're not going to change. Some people think I make marks on the greens, blah, blah, blah. But what about the guys who weigh a lot or they wear metal spikes? Nothing in the rule says I can't lie down. It's just the way I see the green. And he said he asked one of the Curious Masters officials at Augusta at his debut there, and they apparently said no problem. But you talk about making the game longer. Now everybody's going to have to get down on their belly and take a look at that putt line and then stand up.
Well, you got me thinking now, so I might have to come up with something special for the State Open.
There you go. And what's this about a ghost? You have a ghost event going on at McKenna this weekend, ghost golf?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're kind of thinking the Halloween theme.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Larson is our golf operations office manager.
And when we're doing our brainstorming and trying to think of events that people would like to come out and play in, she came up with ghost golf. And I go, what's ghost golf? She goes, well, we'll take out the pins. And I thought that was a great idea. So that's what we're going to do today. And let's see, what else is it? It's you don't know who your partner is until after you finish. So we're having a blind draw for partners after the round.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh, it's totally spooky.
So wait a minute. You don't know who your partner is? So you're going to put out guys on the field, and they're going to go out on the course, and they're going to play golf. And at the end of the tournament, you're going to find out who you were paired with, even though that might not have been the person you were playing the same hole with. Is that
correct?
What
to score the event, we'll pick names. We'll pick the partners out of the hat after everybody gets done.
And this is for, this is fun. This is
$40.
$40. That's what I they told me it was $40. That's how much
it cost. Crazy. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's a good
price.
That's a good deal. That sounds like fun.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
We got a $200 golf course over here. So.
Exactly. So $40, guys. This is a good. There may be a couple of spots open. There may be. So you got to give McKenna a call if you want to do this. But you come up. So she's the one who comes up with all of these great ideas that you folks
do?
Well,
we like to synergize. So I'm not giving her the credit for everything that goes on. But
okay.
I believe this one was hers. And,
great.
You know, we like to brainstorm, try to figure things out, try to make things better. And
I want to know what donkey golf is. What's what's a donkey tournament?
Well, that's actually a group of guys that I think that's the politically correct term for their group. They get together and they really celebrate the 19th hole the food. And then the golf is kind of something that you do waiting to go back to the next dinner.
Gotcha. That's kind of like slosh ball that I heard about. It's kind of baseball where you at every base you have to drink a glass of beer. And, of course, there's a designated driver afterwards because everybody is so sloshed they couldn't possibly drive home. So, in other words, golf comes second here to the 19th hole.
Well, a lot of the events that I synergized on were alcohol-related, but due to the liquor laws, we couldn't really do many of those.
Okay.
So
now, how can you play such good golf and have so many libations in your life? I mean, everybody's into fitness and eating right and strength training and making sure that, you know, that they're like, I don't know, biotechnically perfect, including what they eat.
Biotechnically perfect. I'm more on that Craig Styler, John Daly type of a workout ritual.
I see. Okay. as long as it works, right? That's what's most important.
I just talk about drinking. I have some sake at the Hakone every once in a while when I go have sushi. But if I have one beer on a golf course, I throw clubs on my good shots. And I don't even have to throw a head a bad shot to throw my clubs. So I cannot drink on the golf course.
You just get too happy.
Gatorade.
Too happy. We're KPUA Hilo, KUMU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. On the Big Island, the 4th annual Waikoloa Women's Golf Challenge, 48 women from Hawaii and 6 states entered to help raise money for the Hawaii Women's Golf Foundation and the Waikoloa Foundation. Congratulations to all the players. If you'd like to get in next year, there's even a scramble division. So there's the gross division, net division, and scramble division. So you don't have to be a great golfer to participate. And in the gross division, congratulations to first place winners Lily Yao and Heidi Lynn Kim. And from the net division, they come from California, Virginia Dennis and Cindy Moore. In the scramble division, there was also a California team, Deborah Grindel and Barbara Arntine. Congratulations to all of you. And this is what I think is how it should be. Rachel Kiono, who grew up on Kauai playing golf, she's just joined the Princeville Prince Golf Course as an assistant professional. That is so cool. You know, and I wanted more of our kids who are into golf to be able to get jobs in the game. To me, that's exactly the way it should be. And do you have, like, intern programs or stuff like that in the PGA of America where you can get to go to a course and help out on site to get the experience?
Yeah, they do. They've got great intern programs these days. They've got college courses you can you could go to one of the colleges, get your four-year degree, and you come out about a step away from a PGA member.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and speaking of PGA members, somebody over on the Big Island, too, at Prince Course, Steve Murphy, I just got his PGA of America membership. Now, that's a big, you're a PGA member, right?
Correct.
And that's a, you take a lot of classes, and you go through a lot of coursework to actually attain that.
And it's ongoing, too, because we have continuing education hours we have to attain, so... they're always changing and making it better and helping us. And it's just like the game of golf. You got to keep learning. It's a never-ending learning process. So, yeah, it keeps you on your toes. And we actually need somebody, too. If there's anybody out there, we need somebody to enter our golf shop, join our Ohana.
Oh, great.
How's that? Can I say that?
Yes, of course you can.
I just did, so.
Okay. Say that again. You need somebody at the golf shop to join the McKenna Ohana?
Yes.
Okay.
We need an entry-level position and... Someone, like you said, young out of high school or just starting college would be
perfect.
Great.
Yeah, that's how I started in radio. Only we didn't. They didn't pay us. In
well,
radio,
you get a little pay over here, but you
know, no,
more than nothing.
Okay, well, it's better than nothing. Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, at the PGA right now, the Chrysler Championship, where you know everything's on the line for the guys who are. In the 125 zone, whether or not they get to keep their card. Dean Wilson is doing pretty good. He had a 67 and a 72. Ended yesterday, tied for 12th. In the lead, Steve Lowry, Bo Van Pelt, Davis Love III. I didn't realize, you know, Davis Love III is one of the player reps on the PGA Tour, and they're working on how to adjust the schedule, and he's got to be, it's like being a union representative at a negotiating table. So if his game is suffering, it's because he's got these other responsibilities. But it's good to see him at the top of the leaderboard and doing so well in this particular round. He had a 68 and a 69. You know what that's all about, right? I'm surprised that you're able to work as much as you do. But then again, do you really work? And play golf.
Oh, please, Danielle.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, when you're the boss over at a golf course, and that takes on, there's a lot of responsibilities. You don't have a lot of time to practice. What did you think of Ben Throckmorton's idea of the, you know, the three easy lessons, and but at the same time knowing that you had to dedicate a half an hour, or at two times an hour a week.
I wish I had an hour a week to practice.
There you go.
I could have made at least one putt in my last match if I had that.
No,
I think he's right. You have to pay attention to it for just a little bit. Just like Lee Trevino, he could cut up and then he'd pay attention to each shot for, what, 2-3 seconds?
Yeah.
You got to be able to turn it off and on. And then when he was saying go to the golf course for, what, half hour
yes.
a week?
Yes.
If you could go and you follow his three steps and you get some constructive practice for 15, 30 minutes, That really helps.
It does.
I'm convinced.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us, when you go play, you know what you've done to help your game. And if it hasn't been much, don't expect much. And then you'll have fun. It's the expectations that we put on ourselves, even if we haven't even spent any time at all practicing. You know, it's like all of a sudden, what am I supposed to do? I haven't spent any time practicing. I haven't reviewed. I haven't touched my clubs in a month. And now I'm going to go out and be really bummed because I can't play. Well, gee whiz, if you don't practice, you can't play. Lots of great comments from people who play at McKenna. My favorite course of the three I played on Maui, according to this one review, Alexander Day, he said, awesome layout, challenging, tight, fast, grainy greens, elevation changes, and the views, awesome. Another one, a beautiful course on the island of Maui, terrific views. Fairways are green and lush. The greens are in great condition. Course starts at sea level, climbs up the mountain, dropping back down in a matter of two or three holes. A beautiful course, very challenging. If you're not a great golfer, would you suggest which course first?
Oh, probably the south. Go through the south and then go to the north. But there's enough tee boxes. Our front tees are only 5,500. So it's very playable.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's not scary. That's something more that you can handle. Absolutely. Yeah. Good. Okay. We're going to take a break and come back and, Brad Baptiste. Are you going to play in the Open? Oh, we'll answer that question after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
We'll be right back to the best of The Golf Club. This is a Best of the Golf Club show. Don't call in if you hear a phone number or tee time. Danielle is on vacation and will be back next week. We'll be right back to the Best of the Golf Club.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season, whether you're here or on holiday. Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail, whether it's a store or an entire shopping center. Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Catch the bug at Carlina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Carlina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Carlina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Carlina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Carlina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at carlinagolf.com or call the pro shop now at 676-5300.
Aloha, this is Jim Furyk, and I'm so happy that I get to start the 2011 PGA Tour season on Maui, competing against some of the best players in the world. Be sure to join us for an exciting week.
The best of the PGA Tour returns to Kapalua's Plantation Course January 2nd to 9th for PGA Tour Hyundai Tournament of Champions. See the best golf and best players for the best cause, local Maui charities. Starting Sunday, January 2nd with a free family fun day. And best of all, it's free admission, parking, and entertainment. Maui's best event of the year, January 2nd to 9th. Call 665-9160 or visit kapalua.com.
Welcome back to the best of the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. On the PGA Tour, Ryan Moore got his card with his tie for 13th in the Funai Classic. He earned enough money to become only the fifth player to advance from college straight to the PGA Tour. Can you imagine that? He's the fifth person to do it in 25 years. Of course, that's exactly how Michelle Wee wants to get her card, just by winning money. So Steve Lowry is in the lead, and he says putting had to do with being up there.
I putted well there on the back nine. You know, I've been playing well, driving the ball well, and I had a lot of opportunities, and I was able to make a few of them there on the back nine.
And isn't that the truth? I mean, it has so much to do with how you're putting. But Bo Van Pelt, who's second place after, you know, yesterday's play, they're already playing. He had this to say about his round.
Just putting it in play and hitting a lot of greens. The first nine yesterday, I think I was 3 over through 10 holes yesterday, and was just a little loose with my golf swing and just tried to shorten it up a little bit and was able to just kind of find something and play well the last, you know, 26 holes. So hopefully it'll keep working.
And that's so much, I mean, that's so much a part of it. You just do not give up and you don't get emotional. He was, you know, not looking good at the beginning of the round, but he managed to pull it off. Davis Love III, he says the rough is tough.
If you miss a shot, you're going to pay for it because of the rough. And the greens are fast, especially if you get downhill putts. They're real fast. So getting the ball in the fairway so you can get good uphill putts at it is very important.
Okay, and of course they're going for their final spots for the PGA Championship. And guess who did not make the cut for the second week in a row? Vijay Singh. He's our 2005 Sony Open defending champ and having a rough week, but that's just What did you say about that, Kirk Nelson, just a minute ago?
What did I say about that?
That's golf.
It either goes in the hole or it doesn't.
Exactly. And some days it just doesn't work, and that's just the way it goes.
I don't feel so bad now.
Absolutely, you shouldn't. So I was asking you if you're going to be in the Prince Resorts Hawaii State Open. This is the 40th anniversary, Mauna Kea, where, you know, if someone had looked there 50 years ago and said, there will be lush golf courses lining the Kohala Coast, they would have looked at you and said, you're one crazy person. Kind of like at Kulio'o, you know, living along Kulio'o here on Oahu, all the cow patties, you know, they was where they were raising, that was pasture land. If somebody had said, this is all going to be rich, 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 rich people's property in 50 years, they would have thought you were absolutely off your rocker. Bonkers. Kalani on Ole Highway was a little dirt path that went from, pig farms at Kalama Valley. So now the whole world is different. So anyway, are you going to be in the Open?
I am going to be there. I can't wait. Mauna Kea is such a great course. One of the first ones that Trent Jones Sr. built. It might be the first one, actually.
I didn't know that.
In the islands.
Oh, in the islands, yes.
Yeah, it's just a very traditional course. I just can't wait. It'll be big fun.
Well, we've got someone here who's not gonna play. And Brad, let's see, Brad Baptiste, are you here?
Yep, I'm here.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
You know what I thought was terrific was what you said earlier. You're going to be the guy with the three cell phones in your hand, the computer laptop attached to your waist or coming out of your head, and the walkie-talkies in your pockets, right?
You got it. I also told you, I hope there's not going to be a thunderstorm where I'm going to get beat a lightning rod out there.
Exactly. With all that electricity going around you, you better hope not. Plus, of course, you've got an event, so you don't want, the weather's going to be beautiful. It's going to be fabulous.
Are you guaranteeing that, Danielle?
No. Should I guarantee that? Well, I'll get in trouble, but I need to give away two tickets to the Grand Slam of Golf, two tickets to the ninth caller. If you win these Grand Slam of Golf tickets, you can still win the 12 Titleist Pro Vs next week. Okay, these are bonus winnings. So the bonus winnings for our ninth caller, 296-1500, 808-296-1500. Now, you know, one of the questions everybody asks, Brad, is when there's a big event happening at a golf course is, are you changing anything? You know, Augusta's moving trees around. I can't imagine you change. How are you preparing for this? Are you changing anything at Mauna Kea?
Well, the fairways are being striped, or basically they may look like it's striped. The superintendent has changed a lot of his fertilizer setup as far as how it's going to grow, and the height of the greens, of course, are going to be a little bit lower than normal, and the rough is going to be up a little bit. So there's some fine-tuning that the superintendent that's doing right now.
And that's something strikes me whenever I ask that question, you know, what are you doing to the course? You really have to keep it beautiful all year round to host a tournament to impress people.
Oh, sure. It's just it's not really just weekly. It really is all year round because you've got guests flying out here that may be their first experience playing golf in Hawaii, and you want to make sure that they go wow when they finish, you know?
Exactly, and they want to come back. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've got the top 50 Aloha Section PGA members based on the 2005 Player of the Year points through stroke play, and the top 25, these are all the people who are guaranteed entry, right? Assistants, PGA assistants, there are the top 15 Aloha Section PGA senior players, the top 15 approved tournament players, 15 amateurs on the Governor's Challenge Cup by points, the top 10 finishers from the 2004 State Open, top five from the 2004 Hawaii State Open senior, past champions, past low amateur. All of these are exempt. When do you have the qualifying for somebody who'd like to play in the Open, but they're not one of those exempt?
You know, after the exempt players, if they pass the deadline and they didn't put their entry in, really it's more on a first-come, first-served basis right now. We're not, we're keeping the, the handicap has to be a 6.6 for men and 10.1 for ladies. and really kind of a first-come, first-served basis after. We don't really have a qualifier this year.
Okay, so it's a, how many? You've got 144 spots? What are you going for?
No, we don't have, it's not that big a full field of a tournament. We do have spots that, most of the spots are for championship flight. And then we have some spots that are senior and ladies. The women are going to be playing, too. So we've got to see how many ladies and how many seniors would like to get in the event this year.
Okay.
And we'll try to see how many amateurs we can fit.
It's a perfect tune-up, too, for seniors because, you know, when you, I say seniors, very, you know, seniors, it just sounds funny. But there's it's perfect because the senior event, the amateur event, but the Hawaii State Golf Association is coming up here next week. The next weekend, and that's a perfect way to get ready for the Open. When is the last time you can enter? When's the entry deadline?
Well, the entry deadline is coming up here on November 8th.
November 8th. Yeah. All
right.
So if you'd
right
like
around
to,
the corner.
It's right around the corner, and it's a God to play in Mauna Kea. Step up your game. I mean, this is if you feel like you need a challenge, it's the perfect time to do that. This is how you can get better in golf. Is some people say, you know, a little wagering will help you push yourself, and that can really help. Start wagering. It'll force you. It's got to be enough to hurt. It'll force you to really want to care. You know, I don't promote gambling, but it's a friendly thing, you know, and it kind of makes you put something on it. So if you're in playing in competition, it forces you to push yourself just a little bit. And I think, as Kirk said this earlier in the show, that you don't want to get complacent. Or was it Ben who said it? That you always have to push yourself. You always have to. No, it was Kirk. You were talking about the fact that you have to take classes and you can never just stop learning, right?
It's a continuing learning process.
Right.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. You actually, that was.
Yeah. That's a quote from Kirk.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Stop the presses.
That's
a great course to test yourself, too. At some point, it turns into a survival series because there's so much tragedy around the corner of each fairway. If your ball lands in the wrong spot, it's a real gut check, and you have to really want it every hole, and you can't give up.
Kirk, I got to tell you, this is going to be almost like the U.S. Open of the Pacific out here, the way it's set up.
Oh, I like that. U.S. Open of the Pacific.
That does sound good, doesn't it?
The tees are back. We are actually playing all the black tees except for the number third hole. And the rough is going to be up. And the golf course is going to be the guy who plays his game will be, you know, the winner. But you got to really be on your stuff when you get here.
It's like 7,800 yards from back there. You can't do that, can you?
You're a big guy. You hit it pretty far. It's all fine. It's fine.
You sound like Dr. Evil.
Plus that modern technology we have these days, right, Danielle?
Right. Yes, that modern technology. I love it. This is wonderful. Did you say that was evil? Did you, Kirk, say that was evil to make everybody play from the black tees?
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
It is Halloween, yeah?
That's right. Okay. So, Brad, and how, what, the 3-inch rough? What are you going to do to these guys?
No. The rough isn't going to be that that bad. It's about 1.75 inches.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, it's only just a little bit over 7,000 yards. It's not 7,800. But it's going to be a little stretch for these guys, probably.
Doesn't he sound like, oh, it's just going to be a little stretch. He's not playing. It's just going to be a little stretch.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's right. I'm not playing.
Yeah, it's the payback time. He's got the walkie-talkies and those tee markers in his hand, walking them backwards another 60 yards. Those guys just see him reach a green from here.
Let me see how close I can put this in a bunker here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I really hadn't thought about that. About, you know, when it's your turn to be the host. Yeah. And, you know, twirling my mustache. I'm going
to... Danielle, I'll volunteer to wear the player microphone on that Saturday.
Does somebody
I'm sure there's plenty of colorful comments that Mr. Kirk Nelson can come up with during that week.
Beep.
Well,
sorry, that was the guy.
It would be fun to be able to mic you. And and then to be able to listen in on this during the show. And now let's go listen to, we've got Kirk Nelson is playing on the second hole, and he is beautiful. Oh, and then beep, 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 beep.
Funny you mentioned the second hole, because the out of bounds, if you hit it just a hole 2 yards over that green on number two, you're out of bounds.
Oh, really?
Oh, you got to at least get it on the other side of the car path.
Well, yeah, but the way the downhill slopes on the back of that that green there, I think it'll probably roll all the way down to the 13.
That's great.
Kirk, he's having way too much fun, isn't he? I mean,
he's already programming my subconscious to hit it out on the second hole. I don't have a chance. I'm going to shoot 90.
No, you're not. Don't
no,
go there.
No, you're not going to shoot 90. But if you do, that's okay, because I'll have a cold beverage for you at the pro shop.
And then he'll put you to work.
Yeah, I could be a rules official.
There you go. I don't know about that.
You don't want somebody who missed the cut being rules official the next day.
No, I don't think so.
I'll be DQing everybody. You're out of here.
Gary Anthony is the winner. Gary Anthony of Kaena on Kauai. Congratulations. You've just won your Grand Slam tickets. Awesome. And by the way, as soon as we get those tickets, you see, there was a little bit of a problem about printing out all the brochures and what have you, because there was this thing about, you know, who was going to take Retief Goosen's spot, because he wasn't making a commitment, and they were trying to get him to commit, and he wouldn't commit. In fact, he's not committing to anything. He's not even coming to the Kapalua Mercedes Championships. He is not coming. Retief Goosen has decided he's taking 3 months off for his family. He wants to be with his family for 3 months. So not only did he decide not to do the Grand Slam, and of course Vijay Singh is stepping up and being the fourth person based on points, but he is not coming to Kapalua, which is amazing, because he was the guy who at one time said this is the best way to start the PGA Tour, with a drink and a flower in the top of the drink.
Oh.
And so he's not coming to Kapalua. Amazing, isn't it? I mean, some people, well, but then again, they have such, you know, intense schedules, and he wanted to spend some time with his family, so it's all understandable, I suppose. But anyway, that's what Retief Goosen's going to do. And so we've got an entire field coming in for the Prince Resorts, and this is something I wanted to do for you folks. They asked if I wouldn't mind doing this for the Hawaii State Open, the Prince Resorts Hawaii State Open, and I'd be happy to. Beginning December 1st, Delta is offering daily direct service between Atlanta and Kona, and daily nonstop service between Kona and Salt Lake City. Kona joins Honolulu and Maui on Delta's roster of exciting destinations in America's 50th state. Delta Airlines, a corporate sponsor of the Prince Resorts Hawaii State Open. Did I do that right, guys?
Thank you, Delta. Thank you, Danielle.
There we go. Thank you,
Kirk.
Good job. Okay. Thank you, Kirk Nelson. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, as always. Brad Baptiste, and you got right into it, boy. I enjoyed listening to the two of you. This is going to be a fun open, and everybody's invited to go out to the open and become one of the galleries. There's no better way to learn the game of golf than to watch somebody who's really, really good at it. And regardless of what these guys say about their own game, they are really, really, really good at it. So go learn from the best. I've got to wrap it up and say aloha to both you, Brad Baptiste, and you, Kirk Nelson. Thanks for being on the show. And we'll see you at the Prince Resorts Hawaii State Open.
Thanks, Danielle.
Talk to you.
Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you to our sponsors. Pfluger Acura, offering you the 3-day RL Executive Demo Plan. This car and driver top luxury sedan features voice-activated navigation system, Bluetooth hands-free wireless link, and Bose surround sound. Call TJ at Pfluger Acura. There has never been a better time to drive an Acura. The Mauna Kea Beach Resort, celebrating its 40th anniversary with the Prince Resorts Hawaii State Open at the Mauna Kea Golf Course. Star Protection, the team of protection specialists. And if you're stressed over security issues, whether you need foot patrol or motor patrol, Star Protection has a plan to keep your business safe. the Pacific Golf Academy Indoor Practice and Teaching Facility with Susan Erickson, the Grand Slam of Golf, November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and the home of the Grand Slam, Poipu Golf Club. Make sure to book your tee time. Thank you for your mana. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
This is a Best of the Golf Club show. Don't call in if you hear a phone number or tee time. Danielle is on vacation and will be back next week. We'll be right back to the Best of the Golf Club.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. Poipu Bay.